Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was always just sort of feeling tired. And so I said, maybe this will just help in overall vitality. But in the past couple of years that I've been taking it, I find my energy has been great. I've been sleeping better. I don't get the cravings for junk food as often as I used to. I really attribute it to the product. It's so easy to use. Even if I want to take a capsule from my daughter and I just pull it apart to mix it in some juice or something, it's just something I'm very grateful to be able to incorporate. I really love the product. I think it's made such a difference.
Generally feel better. Generally have better energy and more stamina. Breathing is easier. Walking is easier. You're not in pain anymore, all right? I could go on and on.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Good Day Health. This is a series of conversations that we have every week, actually, with two eminent doctors, one a conventional cardiologist, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and another with a fellow who is non-conforming. Sounds like a project that you do when you are set by buying a house or building a house, the non-conforming lot size. This is Jack Stockwell, who's here. He's a Nooka chiropractor, very exclusive sort of chiropractic care given by him and his colleagues. He runs he and his wife Mary actually run a very interesting clinic in Salt Lake City that deals with chiropractic problems, mostly the neck, but it's upper cervical. That's what Nooka really means. And he deals with lots of other things in a sort of, you don't like it when I say homeopathic, naturalistic way.
I'm not really a homeopath. Although I have much respect for that. You know, if it means anything, even the Queen has her own private homeopath.
Yes.
But that's not what I do. What I do is structural. And in doing structural work, I release the restrictions in the nervous system that allow the body to work better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that simple. So it's a matter of balance. And I haven't found anybody over the age of 10 years old yet who didn't need this kind of care, at least initially, even in a modicum of amount. But once you've had an accident, a fall, spill, contact sports, horses, four-wheelers, ice, snow, skiing, whatever, you're probably in a state of imbalance that restricts the full expression of health to some degree.
All right. It's National Women's Checkup Week. The Department of Health and Human Services, as part of this week, is trying to get people to have checkups. One of the five healthy habits women can do to improve their health is to have regular checkups. Also on the list, physical activity, healthy diets, don't smoke, you know, that sort of thing. I am amazed at the number of women. I did a survey of the people on my program, the DJV show, and women on the program, connected to the program, apparently don't take it seriously that they need to have an annual checkup. I started getting my annual checkup when I was, I think, 24. But we're talking about women and their special needs. Why do you suppose? And what, by the way, what percentage of the clients that come to your clinic in Salt Lake are women versus men? Is it even, or do you have more women?
No. It's probably 3 to 4 women for every man.
Really?
Oh, men are immortal.
Men are stupid.
Well,
men are stupid.
I'm trying to be nice.
Health, no, I'm not.
Yeah, you know, it's an example that I use. I hope it doesn't sound too crass, but an example I use when a woman says, I just can't get my husband to come in here, and I know he would be benefited by this so much. I say, hey, as long as a guy can get it up and get it out, he doesn't care. Life is great. Life is wonderful. Even though their body is falling apart. They'll sit there and they'll get this grin on their face because I just embarrassed them. Yeah. Not all of them, but some. And then they'll just start nodding their head and they'll say, Dr. Jack, you're so right. You're so right. And he can't walk smoothly. He has to have help getting up out of a chair. And I've got to do these special things here and there. And he just won't come in here. What can I do to get him to come in here? My answer is stop trying to get him to come in here.
Yeah. Leave
him alone.
Yep.
Stop putting him in a defensive position. He can see what's happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
So stop defending what's going on here and just forget it, don't even talk about it. Eventually he'll say, that stuff really helped you, huh? That's when he's ready to come in.
That's when they're ready. So women visiting a clinic should always have, well, you should know without going to a clinic what your blood pressure is, what the risks are for cervical cancer, that sort of thing. So I just bring this up because I am curious as to whether women talk about these sorts of things with you when they go in for their checkup or their treatment. Do women talk to you about their needs?
A lot of times they'll bring me their blood work, and nobody's explained it to them.
Yeah.
So I'll take a few extra minutes, and anything that's out of range, a little bit high, a little bit low. But I tell them, I said, you're putting me into a position where I have to either defend or promote the concept of numberosis. I said, the numbers on this page here is one moment in time. If you had recently had some kind of emotional or physical trauma, or if you had just gotten over an illness, or you're in the midst of an illness, these numbers are you at that point in time, but not necessarily now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll, well, should I get my mammogram? And I said, I'll show you the research that can answer that question for you. Should I go in for an annual checkup? I'll give you the research that will answer that question for you. Because a lot of times, every time we do that, we surrender our sovereignty to a bunch of numbers that may be completely irrelevant to where we are 30 days out of every month, rather than that one moment in time when our stress hormones could have been out of balance, white blood cells, red blood cells could have been out of balance because we picked up something from somebody else the day before we don't even know about. We had no symptoms, but our immune system responded to it. And a lot of these things end up more testing. Well, we got to do some more testing. Well, we want to do some more testing. Well, we want to do some more testing. And if you beat the numbers long enough, you'll find something wrong.
Well, you can always find something wrong.
Sure.
If you're looking for something, you can find something. Actually, Jack also at ForbiddenDoctor.com has podcasts that he and his wife Mary put together, do a lot of research, and you're up now to 100. You've done over 100 of these, have you not?
Yes, we're going to publish number 137 later this week.
All right. So, at any rate, Jack is here, board-certified NUCA chiropractor, one of only 27 board-certified NUCA doctors in the world. He brings lots of credibility to the work he's on it. And as such, he asks or answers a lot of questions from people. You can send me a note along. Twitter handle is Doug, or at Doug Steffen. Good way to do it. The food industry, a lot of people are thinking about what to do with the dangerous sort of things that, I guess maybe this comes on the heels of what we were saying before about how conventional doctors, and I'm not against, I think we need both. I really do. That's why I have two different kinds of doctors here. Ken Kronhaus, who's a sort of traditional cardiologist. He says he's a blended cardiologist. He's a preventative cardiologist, but he still is, he believes in the heart association routines and that sort of thing. Then there's Jack, who would probably send you to a website called doctorsaredangerous.com. Have you ever been on that website?
Well, actually, no, I haven't.
Doctorsaredangerous.com.
Well, I hope that's sponsored by medical doctors.
Well, the focus there is on all the people who are suffering as a result of the food industry and the drug manufacturers, their zeal to earn all the money that they do, aided and abetted by certain science that they paid for. They fudge results, falsify results, and that's kind of what doctors are dangerous. They're taking apart the people. You know, there's the regular doctor, quote-unquote, industry has its quack list. You're on it. Guys like, what's his face, the tumor specialist down in Brzezinski in Houston,
yes.
He's on it. Whitaker in Newport Beach is on it. There are a lot of people. Sinatra, the heart doctor.
Yeah. Anybody who steps
Ron
outside.
Ron Hoffman. All these people, they're all on the quack list.
Yeah. Yeah. But remember who put that quack list together is a psychiatrist whose testimony now is disallowed in any courtroom because he's been caught perjuring himself more than once.
Yeah.
So
but people
Stephen,
don't know that,
Stephen,
Jack. That's the thing. people just don't know that. Yeah. So we kind of need to
It's all in the idea of research. You know, obviously medicine has a very important role to play when you're dealing with crisis matters. When you're dealing with life and death matters, you need to be in a good emergency room. You need to be in a good specialty clinic. But when you're dealing with chronic problems, medicine just falls on its face because drugs can't do anything with chronic problems except to smoke the symptoms. There's other things that are going on besides some medical imbalance that causes chronic symptoms. And I'm talking about diabetes.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about cardiovascular problems. And I'm talking about a bunch of other things that aren't immediately life-threatening. So it's a balance.
It's the system that's bad.
Doctors are wonderful people. They get into this business for the right reason. But it's the system that strangles them.
Alzheimer's disease, a focus of a story I read last Thursday, I believe it was the New York Times, dieters are the science here that is quoted in the article. The scientists say eating more than the daily recommended calories can put you at an increased risk for Alzheimer's if you are already genetically predisposed to get it. And a quarter of the population is, say, the people at Columbia University Hospital of Medicine. Are you buying that?
If those increased calories are coming from sugar, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sugar is very destructive. It's like an acid in your system. This is the thing that I have to work on getting rid of or getting off of it. I'm doing better, but I don't have any other vices.
Yes, well,
that's one
good.
Says. Yeah,
that's good.
But I just think so. In taking stock, if you'll pardon the pun, of what I do to my life. If I'm taking the long life energy enzymes, people that are on sugar, let's say they've done everything else, they've cleaned up their act, but they still are on sugar. You have a product at ForbiddenDoctor.com, long life energy enzymes. They're aimed at working on your gut. In addition to being a board certified NOCA chiropractor, you're a GAPS practitioner.
Yes.
So these long life energy enzymes, can they clean? Could we hope those of us who have sugar addictions that the enzymes will clean the sugar out of our system before they do any damage?
The primary reason for these enzymes is to support the pancreas in its ability to produce the insulin that's necessary for your body to handle sugar. These enzymes don't necessarily go after sugar. There's herbs in there that mimic insulin, so it decreases the load on your pancreas. Mm-hmm. And there is desiccated pancreas in this thing, dried out pancreas gland, to support your own pancreas ability to grow new healthy tissue and to perform much better. So that's half of it. The other half of it is if you take these enzymes on an empty stomach, yeah, that will scour the system looking for things that don't belong, primarily through using two very powerful enzymes, trypsin and chymotrypsin. And one of the tests that are used for pancreatitis or pancreatic cancer is to check the blood and find out how much chymotrypsin and trypsin is floating in the bloodstream, because if there's a high amount of it, that's an indication that the pancreas is losing too much of these enzymes. But there should always be the presence of these enzymes in your bloodstream anyway. What this enzyme supplement product does is increases that, because as we get older or our diets do not support pancreatic function, then those enzymes are decreased to a certain degree where things such, I mean, just as simple as cancer can start to get a foothold. Now, I'm not suggesting that this is a cancer preventative food, not by any means, but it is designed to get better pancreatic output and better pancreatic function. And as we all know, the survivability rate of pancreatic cancer is 3%.
Mm-hmm. I always love it when you're really serious about something. I can see you at your desk. There it is, folks. Believe it or die.
Well, this means so much to Mary and I. It's why we created this product.
I know it does. All right, and you can find those enzymes at Forbidden Doctor as well, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where they also have a thyroid product that's very good. Check all of them out. Don't forget to take the symptom survey as well that Jack provides free You can get an analysis from one of his people, and then you get some ideas about what's going on really with you. And
for
they'll
free.
Give you feedback on what you can do to improve your lot in life. I'm going to give you something that will improve your immune system, and that's the most powerful way for you to keep your body healthy. It stands so much to reason, makes so much sense. Without a strong immune system, you get sick. You see all these recalls, the eggs with the salmonella and the lettuce and goes on. Well, if you have a weak immune system, you're going to be vulnerable to E. coli, to listeria, to salmonella, all these bugs, the bacterias that are, and even viruses that get into your body. You must have a strong immune system or you will get sick. I'm not saying that if you don't have a strong immune system, you won't get sick, but the chances are downgraded substantially. I'm a great example. I have a very healthy immune system. I'm proud of it. And one of the ways, excuse me, that I get to the point of having a strong immune system is to get on the Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature. Here I am talking about how strong my immune system is, and I'm coughing my way into the commercial. I love that. The immune system is what protects everything in your body. It really does. And you need fruits and vegetables to make your immune system strong and healthy. That's what you get with Balance of Nature products. Dried fruits and veggies that'll boost your immune system 720%. Balanceofnature.com. Get the product free for the first month. Balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Here's a question from a listener that was sent along. Ronald wants to know about resveratrol, one of the, I think he's referencing anti-aging stuff in a podcast that you did at ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's intrigued with the idea, doesn't know much about resveratrol. From what I remember, it's basically grape juice, red wine, that sort of thing, or you can get it enhanced in resveratrol capsules, right?
Well, that's true, but we have a product called Herbivital. And from MediHerb that we use, it has a very, very good grade of resveratrol in it. Mm-hmm. And we recommend it to many patients. Anti-aging kind of thing. It helps the cells of the body go through something called cellular respiration. In other words, the way the cells pull in fluid, pull in nutrition, and get rid of metabolites, the breakdown of these products, the waste material.
Which
and
do you suppose is better, drinking red wine or drinking grape juice? When it comes to
well, grape juice, if you can have, you know, usually grape juice has a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
You know, not that a good red wine wouldn't either, but there's something to it. It's hard to argue the benefits of one glass, maybe 6 ounces of red wine with your dinner at night. It's loaded with resveratrol that comes from the grape skin, but grape juice itself is usually processed to such a degree that a lot of the inherent nutrients have been removed or destroyed by the processing and may not be completely as healthy as we sometimes otherwise would want it to be. Now, if you get grape juice that says no sugar added, that's kind of a marketing trick because grape juice has sugar in it. It's just not as sweet as a lot of people like.
But it's natural sugar. It's fructosey sugar, not sugar that comes... You know,
if it doesn't have added sugar, that's true. It's just the sugar in the grape. But if push came to shove, I think you'd be healthier with a 6 ounce glass of wine than a 6 ounce glass of grape juice.
I can't remember ever seeing you drink a glass of wine. And I never remember seeing either you or Mary, your wife, drink any alcohol, now that I think about it.
Well, that doesn't really fit into our lifestyle.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Doesn't fit into mine either. And not that it wouldn't be good for you. That's why I drink grape juice. there's a kosher grape juice that I drink, and I'm trying to think of the name of the product that is really fabulous. I started drinking it when I was in Israel, and I know they distribute it over here, so I went to find it at the one of the Jewish grocery stores around. It is fabulous. It really is. That's where I get my resveratrol. And yeah. This white grape juice is supposed to be good for you too, I think.
All grape juice is white. Yeah. The reason you get purple grape juice is because they still have some grape skin in there.
Ah. Well, the skin is really what gives you the benefits of resveratrol, I think.
True. That's true.
Speaking. Yep. Helpful information from Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And I think we're going to find the two of them are at odds in a moment with a focus on the American Heart Association. First, let me make your heart better. This is a crass attempt at having you understand something that is absolutely true. When I say crass, a crass advertisement, because, you know, some people think advertising is crass. It's not. It's information. You decide whether you want to take advantage of the information and the opportunity or whatever is presented in this circumstance. Purity Products, which is a very intelligent nutritional company, has put together krill oil and omega-3s in krill omega 50 plus, also added CoQ10 for energy. The krill oil is to boost your joint comfort, help to support the bursa, the lubrication around the joints as you get a little bit older. And the fish oil, the omega-3, is good for your cardiovascular health, but it's also good for your bones and your... It's good. This is good no matter what your lot in life. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 supports healthy heart function, supports joint function, and brain function. Get them all together in one small pill, and the first bottle is on them. They want you, they're so convinced, in fact, of Purity Products, this will work for you. You will get the first bottle free by dialing 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. You'll pay a bit of shipping, and that's it. So call that number now. Claim your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. See how it works for you. You get on it. I think you'll stay on it, frankly. That's what I've done. 800-355-1493. I'm even giving it to my new dog, Daisy May. Good for her. She's got joint issues, and this will help her as well. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle of Purity's Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. So, Jack, we have, as far as cardiovascular, circulatory, the heart, et cetera, you have a reference point from a lady who is a cardiologist that thinks that the American Heart Association is full of bunk.
Yes, it's a latest book that she has written, The Truth About Statins, Barbara Roberts. She's the director of the Women's Cardiac Center at the Miriam Hospital and an associate clinical professor of medicine at the Alpert Medical School at Brown University. And she just comes right out and says the American Heart Association has become little more than a propaganda arm of big pharma and big food, especially
right.
With the
So who do we
guidelines.
Believe? Because they'll say you're full of baloney. She says they're full of baloney. So is there a middle ground here? I'm holding my hands out like one's at 10 o'clock and one's at 2 o'clock. You bring them together for noontime. Is there some credibility on either side here?
There is still no absolutely categorically proven research that links elevated cholesterol to heart disease. There's a smattering, a little bit here and there, but nothing conclusive in the sense that there is overwhelming research that establishes exactly the opposite. And this latest podcast that's almost done is the latest accumulation of research Mary and I have put together.
You're talking about what's at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Right. And it's the higher your cholesterol, the longer you will live, the healthier you will be. Mm. And that is an accumulation
that flies
of
right
research.
In the face of what cardiologists who are traditionally trained say, and American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology. It's exactly the opposite of what they say.
And they don't read their own research.
Mm.
Well, they don't read their own
how
research.
How come you're smarter than they are?
Somebody
will ask the question, how come Jack Stockwell is smarter than those guys?
I read the research.
Well, so what is there to be gained? Why are they selling us this Schwerba? Would be another question.
Because it is the number one selling drug on the face of the planet. The statins, as a whole, number one selling, billions and billions and billions every year to sell this drug to chemically force the liver to stop one of its primary functions, the manufacturing of cholesterol.
Which is
absolutely essential to health.
The book that Jack is referencing that he's read is by Dr. Barbara Roberts. It's called The Truth About Statins. So if you're interested in that, you can check it out. I'm sure you can find more information on ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's Dr. Jack. I'm Dr. Doug.